This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, October 4th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, Indonesian officials shut down 3 churches in the country's Sumatra Island for quote-unquote administrative reasons, reports Voice of America. Pressure from Muslims in the country has seen the closure of over 1,000 churches over the past decade. Since religious freedom is officially protected, churches have been shut down using administrative reasons. Meanwhile, God sent a magnitude 7.5 earthquake, a deadly tsunami, and even a volcanic eruption to Indonesia's central island over the last week, leaving nearly 1,400 people dead and hundreds missing. The Sudanese government cleared a shipment of Bibles last month held in Port Sudan, Africa for 6 years after appeals by church leaders, reports World Watch Monitor. This is welcome news for the approximately 2 million Christians in Sudan who face a shortage of Bibles and teaching materials. The Muslim-majority country is ranked 4th on the Open Doors World Watch list of worst nations for Christian persecution. The Lord said in Isaiah 55:11, "So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." Following a summit between North Korea and South Korea last month in Pyongyang, both countries began removing landmines along parts of their border, reports Reuters. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo plans to visit North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Sunday amid accusations from the regime that the Trump administration is demanding too much in the attempt to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. Pressure from the atheist group Freedom From Religion Foundation led Massachusetts Canton School District to ban public prayer at high school graduations, according to a letter from the district superintendent last month. The issue arose after the school had Reverend John Tamillo give an invocation which included a prayer. Jesus said in Luke 9:26, "For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him, the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory." The Planned Parenthood abortion mill in Columbia, Missouri, must shut down this week after a federal judge ruled it was in violation of state regulations, reports Life News. This leaves only one abortion mill in the state, located in St. Louis, infamous for not only murdering unborn babies, but also hospitalizing dozens of women in the process. New York City Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Tuesday that he will sign legislation to allow a third sex indication of quote-unquote X on birth certificates for people who do not identify as male or female. The proposal also allows for people to change their sex without a note from a doctor, and people in Massachusetts will vote next month in the nation's first statewide referendum on so-called transgender rights, reports World Magazine. The referendum will ask voters about keeping a law that allows people pretending to be the opposite sex to have access to public accommodations like bathrooms. A new study from Pew Research found that 47% of self-identified evangelical Protestants hold to at least one out of 4 New Age beliefs. 24% believe, quote, spiritual energy can be located within physical things, end quote. 19% believe in reincarnation, and 18% believe in astrology. Even higher percentages accepted New Age beliefs among mainline evangelicals and Catholics. Colossians 2:8 warns, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." Heavy rain caused flash flooding in the North Texas community of Red Oak last week, reports CBS DFW. The England family of 7 lost everything from the flooding, barely escaping with their lives. Mark England said it was so encouraging having volunteers and church members show up to offer help and support.
"That's been incredibly inspirational. It's been the delight of today is to just feel the love of our community, the love of God, you know, just surrounding us."
A GoFundMe page was started for the England family, which you can visit through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, October 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.